Blog Talk Radio.
Thanking you for joining me this morning as we move forward through the Word of God, who is a healer, hallelujah, who is our absolute, who is our everything. All I can say is thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift we could ever receive. Thank you, Lord, for your Son. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Although we are not in the New Testament, the Christmas word, we are in Revelation on Sunday. I do not normally do a show on Saturday. I will be doing a 7:30 show on tomorrow, just the Christmas word. We will be coming out of Luke. Please join me tomorrow, Christmas morning, at 7:30 for a special moving forward Christmas message. It just came to me this morning because normally we do not do a Saturday show, but God said it's Christmas Day. And I just felt the tingling in my pinky toe that it was something I needed to hear and something I needed to do. So there will be a moving forward blog tomorrow morning, just a half an hour. It's from 7 to 7:30. And we will be done at 7:30, just a Luke word, and I am excited to talk about the Christmas word because it is a great word that we just got to remember. It's not about all the gifts and all the money spent. It's about a Savior that gave his life for you. It gave his life for me. We are blessed beyond measure to be children of the Most High God. Thank him this morning. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his love. Thank him for just being who he is, our Savior. Father God in heaven, we thank you for this Christmas Eve day. We thank you for your mercy and your grace towards each and every one of us. We thank you for the gift of your Son. The greatest gift we could ever receive, the gift of Jesus Christ, the gift of salvation, the gift of living water and new life, the gift of the way, the truth, and the life that could only come through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you, Father God, for your gift. And we ask you, Lord God, to guide us and lead us that we will appreciate our blessings. Lord God, I ask you to increase as I decrease, Lord God. I pray for the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart to be acceptable in your holy sight. For you, Father God, are my strength. And I say again, you, Lord God, are my strength. Father, I cannot do this without you, but you are my strength and my redeemer. And it's through the Savior, Christ Jesus, I lift up this word today that someone who hears it will ask, what can I do to be saved, Lord? Whether they're in their car, in their home, wherever they may be, and listening in, Lord, I ask you to give them a rhema word that they will hear what they need to hear, to do what they need to do to be saved. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your redemptive power. I thank you for your heart of forgiveness. I thank you for the greatest gift I've ever received, Jesus Christ, in my life, the reason for this season. In his name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. We are doing nothing but going from one new book to another new book today. As you know, we finished up so many books that I'm just like so impressed with God and everything that he has done in our lives. We are getting ready to go into Zephaniah this morning. As we all know, we finished Habakkuk on yesterday. We are going into Zephaniah this morning. Haggai this morning. And Zechariah this morning. And by the middle of next week, we will be out of the Old Testament. Except for Psalms and Proverbs. So let's get started and let's get a little overview from our little book of Know Your Bible. And we are coming out of Zephaniah. And the author of is Zephaniah. And the date of Zephaniah is approximately 640 to 620 B.C. during the reign of King Josiah. In 10 words or less, a coming day of the Lord promises heavy judgment. Details, please. Zephaniah began with a jarring prophecy. I will utterly consume all things from off the land, God declared in the book's second verse. People, animals, birds, and fish will all perish, victims of God's wrath over Judah's idolatry. Other nearby nations will be punished as well in the fire of my jealousy, 3:8. But there is hope. In his mercy, God will one day restore a remnant of Israel that shall not do iniquity nor speak lies. Quotable, the great day of the Lord is near and has it greatly, 1:14. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is the mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. 3:17. Unique and unusual, Zephaniah gives more details about himself than most of the minor prophets, identifying himself as a great-great-grandson of Hezekiah, probably the popular godly king of Judah, 2 Chronicles 29. So what? God gave the people of Judah fair warning of his judgment, just as he has done with us. For Christians, the coming day of the Lord carries no fear. Oh, what a word. I'm excited. Okay, y'all, let's get ready. I love the word of God. And I love the fact on last night we did trivia with our kids. And it was so funny because there was stuff that you know, but that you can't think of at a second, you know. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I caused our kids to lose. I felt so bad because my team lost by one point, because we couldn't get a hand up fast enough. And, you know, and my kids were like, she had her hand up before the question was even answered. And I'm asked, and I said, don't worry about it. We are fair, and it's all right. And so we just all laughed, and it was a good night. So thank you, my pastor, for a wonderful night of trivia. I love Bible trivia. That, as they say, that's one of my happy places. I even bought a whole book of Bible trivia, and whenever I like to go through it and just to see if I still remember all the things from school and you know, just learning and studying. And it's like, this is so much fun. But anyway, I digress. Let's get back to the word. And the word of God says this: the word of the Lord, which came to Zephaniah, the son of Kishai, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah. I will utterly consume everything from the face of the land, says the Lord. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the birds of the heavens, the fish of the sea, and the stumbling blocks along with the wicked. I will cut off man from the face of the land, says the Lord. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off every trace of Baal from this place. The names of the idolatrous priests with the pagan priests, those who worship the host of heaven on the housetops, those who worship and swear oaths by the Lord, but who also swear by Malcham, those who have turned back from following the Lord and have not sought the Lord nor inquired of him, be silent in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has invited his guests, and it shall be in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with foreign apparel. In the same day I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. And there shall be on that day, says the Lord, the sound of a mournful cry from the fish gate, a wailing from the second quarter, and a loud crashing from the gills. Wail, you inhabitants of Michtish, for all the merchant peoples are cut down. All those who handle money are cut off. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish the men who are settled in complacency, who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do, nor will he do evil. Therefore their goods shall become booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall build houses, but not inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, but not drink their wine. Come on now, God, don't play. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities and against the high towers. I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their flesh like refuse. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he will make speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land. Gather yourselves, chapter 2 of Zephaniah. Gather yourselves together. Yes, gather together, O undesirable nation, before the decree is issued or the day passes like chaff. Before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you, seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. it may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. For Gaza shall be forsaken and Ashkelon desolate. They shall drive out Ashdod at noonday, and Ekron shall be uprooted. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines. I will destroy you, so there shall be no inhabitant. The seacoast shall be pastures with shelters for shepherds and folds for flocks. The coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed their flock there. In the houses of Ashkelon, they shall lie down at evening. For the Lord their God will intervene for them and return their captives. I have heard the reproach of Moab and the insult of the people of Ammon, with which they have reproached my people and made arrogant threats against their borders. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab shall be like Sodom, and the people of Ammon like Gomorrah, overrun with weeds and salt pits, and a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall plunder them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. This they shall have for their pride, because they have reproached and made arrogant threats against the house of the Lord of hosts. The Lord will be awesome to them, for he will reduce to nothing all the gods of the people. Shall worship him, each one from his place. Indeed, all the shores of the nations, you Ethiopians also, you shall be slain by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north, destroy Assyria, and make Nineveh a desolation, as dry as the wilderness. The herd shall lie down in her midst, every beast of the nation, both the pelican and the veteran, shall lodge on the capitals of her pillows. The voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be at the threshold, for he will lay bare the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt secretly, that said in her heart, I am it, and there is none beside me. And be careful when you get too arrogant. How has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down? Everyone who passes by her shall hiss and shake his fist. Chapter 3 of Zephaniah. Woe to her who is rebellious and polluted, to the oppressing city. She has not obeyed his voice. She has not received correction. She has not trusted in the Lord. She has not drawn near to her God. Her princes in her midst are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. That leave not a bone till morning. Her prophets are insolent, treacherous people. Wow. I told y'all it was a word this morning. Priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The Lord is righteous in her midst. He will do no unrighteousness. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He never fails. But the unjust know no shame. I have cut off nations. Their fortresses are devastated. I have made their streets desolate with none passing by. Their cities are destroyed. There is no one, no inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me. You will receive instruction so that our dwelling would not be cut off, despite everything for which I punished her. But they rose early and corrupted all their deeds. Therefore, wait for me, says the Lord, until the day I rise up for plunder. My determination is to gather the nations to my assembly of kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation, all my fierce anger. All the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will restore to the people a pure language, that they all may call on the name of the Lord. to serve him with one accord. And understand, at one point, we all spoke the same language until we decided we could build up our way up to heaven. We could go up to heaven, and God said, these folks are trying to build themselves up to heaven. We're going to stop this mess. We all know the Tower of Babel. We all know how folks thought they could work their way to heaven by building the Tower to heaven. We're going to build and build and build. And God said, not today. Bam. Languages changed. Folks that spoke the same migrated this way. Spoke another language, migrated that way. Folks that spoke another language migrated that way. And folks that spoke another language migrated that way. But the word of God tells us that we will go back to our original language at some point. It says, but then I will restore to the people a pure language that we all used to speak, that they all may call on the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. We can't be babblers. God's going to change that we will speak a pure language. And it says, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshipers, the daughters of my dispersed ones, shall bring me offering. Come on now. In that day you shall not be ashamed for any of your deeds in which you transgress against me. For then I will take away from war, from your midst, those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty. In my holy mountain I will leave in your midst the meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgment. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. Zion, let not your hearts be weak. The Lord your God in your midst, the Mighty One, will say, he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly, who are among you, to whom is reproach is a burden. Behold, at that time, I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame and gather those who were driven out. I will open for praise and fame. I will in every land where they were put to shame. At that time, I will bring you back, even at the time I gather you, for I will give you fame and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes, says the Lord. And let's go to some life lessons from this word this morning. And if we go to Zephaniah chapter 1, the life lesson is this: be silent in the presence of the Lord God. And this is what Dr. Stanley says. And for those that are hearing me say, well, Dr. Stanley says, is because I am coming out of the Charles Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And this is the Bible God gave us for this year. And so when I use the commentary, it is Dr. Stanley's. And I'll say Dr. Stanley says. And if I don't say Dr. Stanley says, it's my commentary. Terry, that is spoken for me to give. And this is what it said. God calls us to silence before him for many reasons. His awesome power and glory surpasses all words. To hear his voice, we need to remain quiet and carefully listen and anticipating his mighty work still our mouth. Remember when we were in Habakkuk, the word came, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. So we need to learn how to be quiet so we can listen to the voice of God. So many times we talk, that we don't hear. We ask God, Lord, I need this, that, and the other. Lord, da-da-da-da-da. Lord, da-da-da-da. But we never stop to listen to what God says is your assignment. Lord, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Be quiet, and he will tell you. Take some time to just be quiet. Zephaniah 1 and 12, I will. And it shall, and let's go to the whole thing. In Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 12, it says, and it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish the men who are settled in complacency, who say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil. That's complacency. And God is not wanting us to be complacent. And this is what Dr. Stanley says, complacency, a feeling of smug satisfaction, is always dangerous, especially in the spiritual realm. God may look inactive to us, but he never is. He observes, he plans, he waits, and then he acts. Don't think that God is not hearing you. Don't think that God does not know your name. Don't think that whatever you're doing, light or dark, God knows it all. Whatever you are doing in secret, God knows. Whatever you're doing so everybody can see it, God knows. Whatever, it's the word, whatever, God knows. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3, seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth who have upheld his justice, seek righteousness, seek humility. And this is what Dr. Stanley says, a genuine heart for God always results in a genuine love for people, especially for the poor and oppressed. Seeking the Lord means seeking community, justice, along with personal righteousness. What a word this morning. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 11. The Lord will be awesome to them, for he will reduce to nothing all the gods of the earth. People shall worship him, each man with his place. Indeed, all the shores of the nation. Nations, plural. And it says the Lord, this is what Dr. Stanley says, the Lord wants the whole world to know him and serve him and worship him and love him. The gospel is for every kingdom, tribe, nation, tongue on earth, and God commissions us to be his ambassadors. 2 Corinthians 5 and 20. And the question is, family, are you doing your assignment? Are you doing what you're called to do? Are you doing your assignment? What I'm doing right now is my assignment, to teach and to preach and to read the word of God to whomever listens from any nation all over the world. I thank you, God, for a prophetess, Diane, who opened this door for me. You got to give credit where credit is due. You know, though I don't speak with her every day, she's always in my heart, and I want to always make sure that nobody gets it twisted. I didn't start Blog Talk. I came into it through God's grace, through a prophetess. Prophetess Diane opened the door with her ministry for me to be able to do this. And I am grateful, eternally grateful, to Prophetess Diane. She knows that I love her to pieces and always will. So whenever she's back on Blog Talk, I always try on Facebook. You know, I don't always get a chance to listen, but she's always in my heart. I am thankful for Prophetess Diana Shaw, who is a mighty woman of God in her own right. And this is what it says, how can I endure in my faith during hard times? This is a life question, and we all have it. How can I endure in my faith during hard times? Because some of us are going through hard times now. Some of us are going through some stuff. You know, some things you tell, some things my mama says you just got to take to the grave. But understand, it is our faith that helps us get through these hard times. It is our faith that gets us through whatever we're going through. Because it is not easy. It's not easy when you're having struggles and difficulties. But you got to stop, take a minute, and say, Lord, I trust in you. Lord, I trust in you. Lord, I believe in your word. I put my faith and my trust in you. And it says this, you are God's masterpiece, and he has given you his word to the love and joy he has for you. Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. God rejoices over you, though he knows you are in the process of becoming all that he has planned for you to become. You are not yet what you will be when you step into the eternal presence of God. Until the time, God is patiently molding and shaping you into the image of his son. And understand, he is the potter, we are the clay. God is shaping us. He is molding us. He is helping us to become what we need to be for the kingdom. And it says you never have a reason to give up. You are not alone. Jesus is with you, cheering you on to victory. He is at your side to strengthen and encourage you when you fix your eyes on him and not on your circumstances. Hallelujah. And I love to say we got to learn how to tell our problems about our God instead of always whining to God about our problems. Hallelujah. You got to speak it into existence. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for the things that I need that you have always provided. I thank you, Lord, for the gift, greatest gift I've ever received, your son and my savior. Thank you, God, for salvation. God, for hope in the future. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy toward us. For, Lord, we are all sinners saved by your grace. Hallelujah. We got to understand. We got to learn to tell our circumstances about our God. Because our God is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 And we have a new book for tomorrow. And we're going to go ahead and go to it, even though we're going to do a show tomorrow. Tomorrow's show will be strictly for Christmas. So I want to make sure I say that. Tomorrow's show is strictly a Christmas show. And we will be coming out of the New Testament. But our next book is A Guide. Our Haggai, I think it's pronounced either Haggai or Haggai. I call it Haggai. And it says this, the author was Haggai. The date was 520 BC, a precise date because Haggai mentions the second year of Darius the king, which can be verified against Persian records. In 10 words or less, Jews returning from exile need to rebuild God's temple. Details, please. One of three post-exilic prophets, Haggai, encourages former Babylonian captives to restore the demolished temple in Jerusalem. The new world power, Persia, has allowed the people to return to Jerusalem, but they've become distracted with building their own comfortable homes. Through Haggai, God tells the people to rebuild the temple first in order to break a drought that's affecting the countryside. Quotable. Be strong, all ye people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. Unique and unusual. God seems to hint at the end times, tribulation, and second coming of Christ. When he quotes, God is saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. In Haggai chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. So what? Priorities are important. When we put God first, he is more inclined to bless us. Well, what a word. What a word, what a word, what a word. Thank you, Lord. And let's get started in Haggai. And it says this. In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, it is time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and the temple to lie in ruins. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts? Because of miles that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I call for a drought on the land, and the mountains on the grain, and the new wine and the oil on whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obey the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the presence of the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius. In the seventh month, on the 21st of the month, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw the temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now in comparison with it? Is this not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. And be strong, Joshua, says the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord. And work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. So my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth and sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill the temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by God, the prophet, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, not concerning the law, saying, if one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches bread or stew, wine or oil, or any food, will it become holy? Then the priest answered and said, no. And then God said, if one who is unclean because of a dead body touches any of those, will it be unclean? So the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then the guy answered and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. And now carefully consider from this day forward, from before a stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord, hence since those days when one came to leap to a heap of 20 ephahs, there were but 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw out 50 baths from the press, there was but 20. I struck you with blight and mildew and hail in the labors of your hand, yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed still in the barn? As yet the vine, the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit. But from this day I will bless you. And again the word of the Lord came to Haggai on the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake heaven and earth. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride in them. The horses and their riders shall come down, everyone by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. And just a couple of things. Consider your ways. Haggai chapter 1, verse 7, and this is what Dr. Stanley tells us in these life lessons. We ought to stop and periodically review our lives in light of God's word. Every often, this is all would take to alert us to the dangerous trend or to confirm that we're heading in the right direction. Haggai 1:13, I am with you, says the Lord. The Holy Spirit empowers us to carry out God's command. He gives us the courage, strength, and ability we need. Do not hesitate to obey God in the midst of your troubles. He will equip you to carry out his command. And it says this, yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts, according to the word. God said, I'm with you. Don't, you know, we got to quit stressing. And this is what Dr. Stanley says. God knows we tend to compare our current circumstances with what went before and to long for the good old days, but he wants us to fix our eyes on him and still greater things he has planned for us. We can work hard and effectively for the Lord when we remember that he has promised to be with us. The awareness of God's presence energizes us for our work. God loves us. And he wants the best for us. And it says this, is the seed still in the barn? Haggai 2:19. God asks for our obedience today so that he may bless us tomorrow. God's blessings for obedience usually do not appear as soon as we obey. He's not a candy machine. And I like to say he's not an ATM. But God works for those who wait for him. We got to wait on the Lord. That's the word it says. And I say wait. And our last word for this morning, God permitting, out of Zechariah. And Zechariah, is this. It says the author of Zechariah, Zechariah, son of Berechiah. Some believe a second unnamed writer contributed chapters 9 through 14. Approximately 520 to 475 B.C. was the date this was written. Jewish exiles should rebuild their temple and anticipate their Messiah. Details, please. Like a guy, another post-exilic prophet, Zechariah urges Jewish people to rebuild the Jerusalem temple. He also gives several prophecies of the coming Messiah, including an end times version of a final battle over Jerusalem, when the Lord shall go forth and fight against those nations, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Quotable, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you. Unique and unusual about Zechariah, prophecies of the Messiah riding a donkey into Jerusalem, was fulfilled to the latter in Jesus' triumphant entry in Matthew 21 and verses 1 through 11. The prophecy, they shall look upon me whom they are pierced, 12 and 10 refers to the Roman soldiers spearing the Christ, spearing of Christ after crucifixion. In John 19:34, so what? Knowing that many of Zechariah's specific prophecies were fulfilled in Jesus, we can trust that his other predictions of the end times will come true too. So understand, we're about to get into a serious prophetic book this morning. And it says this in Zechariah chapter 1. We may go over just a few minutes today, just a few, to get through this word, but it says this, in the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, the Lord has been very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets preached, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, turn now from your evil ways and your evil deeds. But they did not hear nor heed me, says the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? Yet surely my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? So they returned and said, just as the Lord of hosts determined to do to us according to our ways and according to our deeds, so he has dealt with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Shabbat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet. I saw by night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse, and it stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow, and behind him were horses, red, soiled, and white. Remember the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Then I said, my Lord, what are these? So the angel who talked with me said to me, yeah, I will show you what they are. And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth. So they bowed to the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees and said, what, we have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against whom you are angry these 70 years? And the Lord answered the angel who talked to me with good and comforting words. So the angel who spoke with me and said to me, proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. I am exceedingly angry with the nations at ease, for I was a little angry, and they helped, but with evil intent. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my city shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again conquer Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these? So he answered me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen, and I said, what are these coming to do? So he said, these are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. Chapter 2 of Zechariah. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. So I said, where are you going? And he said to me to measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length. And there was the angel who talked with me going out. And another angel was coming out to meet him, who said to him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory of her in her midst. Up, up, flee from the land of the north, says the Lord. For I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven, says the Lord of Zion. Escape, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, he sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. For surely I will shake my hand against them, and they shall become spoil for their servants. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in the day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst, and you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will take possession of Judah as his inheritance to the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused from his holy habitation. Chapter 3 of Zechariah. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. It is not a brand plucked from the fire. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, see, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. And I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him. And the angel of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among those who stand here, O Joshua the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign. You and your companions who sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon the stone are seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave its inscription, says the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of what land in one day, of that land in one day. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree. What a beautiful word today. and just a few life lessons from Zechariah. Zechariah 1 and 3, return to me. It says, therefore says to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. And it says this, if we want peace with God, we must get on the same page with him. And often that requires our repentance. The New Testament agrees, draw near to God and he will draw near to you, James 4 and 8. God judged Israel not to vent his anger, but to bring the hearts of his people back to him. Brokenness is God's requirement for maximum usefulness. What a word. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. And for those of us who have been broken down, as they say, tore up from the floor up, you know that it is no joke. And you will find your way to do what thus says the Lord. Zechariah 2 and 10, sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For behold, I am coming and I will dwell in your midst. And that is the title from our lesson comes from that title today. The title does. When we walk, this is what Dr. Stanley tells us, when we know that God is with us and that his desire to enjoy intimate fellowship with us, how can we not break out in song and rejoice with all our hearts? He loves us and we can trust his promises because he puts his heart and infinite power into making sure they come to pass just as he promised. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people. It has always been the Lord's plan to redeem people to God by the blood of Christ from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Revelations 5 and 9. His love covers the world. Can y'all just say with me real quick, God's love covers the world. Zechariah 3 and 4, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. God says, put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. We must wear Jesus like a garment. Hallelujah. And that is our word today. We must wear Jesus like a garment. Let the Lord cover you this morning. And the word that God gave me for our lesson today was this. Sing and rejoice, for the Lord is coming and will dwell in our midst. And so we sing unto the Lord a new song today, for we are grateful, thankful, and truly blessed to be sons and daughters of the Most High God, who is a source of our strength. And this is a word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And it is this. And let me think. No, Sister Carolyn is enjoying her baby this weekend. So I do not have a today word from our sister Christ. But I just say to you today, have a faithful Friday. Enjoy your Christmas Eve knowing that we celebrate Christ on tomorrow. Let us never forget the reason for the season is Jesus. Have a blessed day, family. Enjoy your time together. Enjoy time with God. And again, if you have time, join me tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., for a New Testament where we're going to talk about Jesus in the morning. So thank you so much. Be blessed, family, and as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, knowing that you are children of the Most High God, and he loves you. Be blessed. It is a wrap. And may the Lord, again, watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, pray over you and yours. And I pray for those traveling today that they have traveling grace and mercy, that the angels of God cover them and theirs as they travel the highways, byways, trains, planes, and automobiles. May God watch over you and bless you. And now it is a wrap.